Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about having one of those days where you just cannot find the motivation at all, and it feels like you're kind of just dragging yourself in like a massive survival mode. Does that make sense? And you just feel a bit useless. I just want to talk to it because I'm in it at the moment and I think it's important to share this type of stuff. So let's dive in. I'm recording this podcast at about 5 past 5 on a Monday. And I've had one of those days where everything feels like I'm dragging a ball and chain behind me to achieve, you know, absolutely anything. Just feels like one of those days where I have to use so much willpower to get something done. You just sit there and go, is it worth the energy? Should I just go back to bed and have a nap? You know, it literally is one of those days. And I've, you know, we all have them. I think neurodiversity in general, we probably see this much more than those without some level of neurodiversity. This probably falls a little bit more on the side of the ADHD side of myself, where my executive function is just tired. It's, for whatever reason, it's like a toddler throwing a tantrum, and it just doesn't want to do anything that's normal or boring. Now, you know, the minute it tries to do that, it's like, no, I do not have the capacity, and I'm not interested. And for me today, I'm diagnosed with ADHD. I take Ritalin, and even that hasn't really helped. Now, I've gotten a few bits and bobs done because I've had to, like I've dragged myself through them. You know, if I look back, I will have achieved something for the day. But it's one of those days where you just feel like nothing has really come together and you're just holding yourself through it. And I think the reason I wanted to record this podcast, where it would have been a lot easier for me to do this tomorrow, is that, you know, I think we all go through these days. I know I'm not unique. And, you know, it's important to remind myself and the listeners that we do get through these days. Even though I know, you know, even though I'm sitting here at 5 o'clock feeling a bit useless, if I'm honest, I just feel frustrated is the emotional kind of feeling that's coming up, that I just can't control my executive function. I can't kind of, if it just feels like I can't direct it to do what I want it to do. And no matter how hard I try, it's just not going to do it. And that's really frustrating, right? Like, especially when you know you've got a list as long as your arm and you're going to have to push it till tomorrow, and that's going to add additional pressure, and it starts that overthinking buzz happening, right? Now, you know, I can even hear myself swallowing there as I think about that. There's just the visceral feeling of it. It's like, oh, is that just going to compound into another day, into another day? Now, deep down, I know I'll get through it all. The world will carry on. It's not the end of the world. I can always put the foot down when I'm having a really good day and get a lot more done. But it doesn't stop it from being annoying and frustrating. You know, and I just wanted to talk through a few things I've done today in lieu of this. You know, I started feeling this way probably about 9 or 10 a.m. And I could kind of tell that this is where the day was going to head. I tried to do the whole positive upbeat thing, but I know it's very hard for me to get out of this once I'm in this mode. But things that I have done today is I've looked for the small wins. So there have been a few things that I've gotten done, which, you know, usually I wouldn't have put any focus into, but they were a little bit more interesting. So I said, hey, just focus on this interesting thing that isn't quite as important as all this other stuff, which I know is much more important, but I know I'll be able to attach a little bit of attention to it. So I got through a few things that have been on my to-do list for a while that have just kept falling to the bottom and never quite making it high enough to get done. So that was a real plus. The other thing I've really tried to do today is eat and drink well. I go through phases, and I've talked about my fitness challenges on here. But one thing I'm really aware of is what you eat the day before is how you feel the next day. So even though I'm not really, everything isn't kind of going to plan in my head today, things just aren't quite coming together, I've made sure I've been very firm on my eating patterns and not falling into this, oh, it doesn't matter kind of mode and eat whatever I like, because I know that actually just extends this period. If I eat well today, it may not actually feel great today. I may not see all the change instantly, but the knock-on effect tomorrow will be so much better for my body and my mind. So that's really important. I'm also very conscious that I'll go to bed extra early tonight and try and get as many hours as physically possible, as the more sleep I get, the better I feel. I'm very conscious of that. And so those are just a few things I'm going to be trialing, or that I've done today, and I trial on a regular basis, to be honest, that have worked really well. And I think, you know, the other key thing is not being too hard on myself. It's so easy to say that, and I find myself in moments not beating myself up. Like the old days, I would have been a lot more, I don't want to say abusive, but I'd be much firmer with myself, going, come on, you're better than this. Kind of giving myself this pep talk, you know, in my head, like calling myself a loser, get up, keep going, push harder, push harder. Whereas now, you know, I do that occasionally and for small things if I need it, but I try to stick away from that type of self-talk. I just don't like it. It doesn't actually add value. Sometimes I just need a day where I'm just not that productive. And very rarely the world ends because of it. You know, as long as I'm conscious of it, it's okay. You know, and just to let myself have that little bit of rope. Because I think one of the biggest problems we have in our society can be we put so much pressure on ourselves. You know, if you've got all this pressure on yourself and you have one of these bad days, you can see how it explodes and things go wrong, right? You know, either you lash out at a partner or someone who doesn't deserve it, or you beat yourself up to a point where it's just ridiculous, right? Like you should never beat yourself up that much. You know, all this pressure, you know, it doesn't help. So it's really important as well, just in these moments to go, to breathe in deeply and go, okay, I've got a roof over my head. I've got food in front of me. I'm really grateful for that. And it's okay. Tomorrow will come and you'll feel better. You know, every day is a roller coaster when you're neurodiverse. And, you know, one day to the next can be so different. So I'm happy to kind of set up today for a better roller coaster day tomorrow. And that's come from years of practicing this, because I can honestly say this never used to be that easy or that clear to me. I had to experience it and to really take time to check in about how did I feel yesterday and how do I want to feel tomorrow? Because it's too easy, like I find with the way my brain works, is to be so focused on the moment. Everything's going wrong in the moment. You know, you kind of hear this when kids say it. They go, this is the worst day ever. You know, and that, or the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And like, you know that it's not. But in the moment, they're so present, they can't see any of the cause and effect around them. And you know, what I've learned over the years, and I continue to learn, I don't think I'll ever be perfectly there, is that what happened to me yesterday is going to have an impact on me today. What happens today will create tomorrow. And realizing that, I can take what little energy I have to set tomorrow up to be better. And that's actually going to pay off much better than if I just gave up on today, threw it all away, made it a really poor day. Like the old days, I'd stay up till midnight playing video games for that dopamine hit, or I'd eat terrible food, or I'd do all this stuff that would just compound. And in the moment, it felt like it was some sort of escape when actually it wasn't. So it was actually something that was creating the problem. The following day, I just couldn't see the cause and effect cycle, and it just becomes a spiral, and that's the problem. So, you know, being able to give yourself some space to rest and recover, you know, it's sometimes the only way you can go forward. You know, we've got to balance up the way we live life with how our brains work. It's the only way forward. So I just want to share that, guys. It's I try and do these every now and then because I just think it's important. Whoever needs to hear this, you're okay. Your brain is going to go through these moments. Let it go and move on is the only way you can do it. So hope that's added some value. Hope it's got you thinking. And I'll be back in a couple of days.